Once the video goes live, I'll put it on my Facebook every day.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
It's game day. Hey, watch me talk to Jordy.
I actually had a chihuahua named Jordy for a while, but...
Holy crap!
We...
Yeah. Oh my goodness. Hi!
You guys doing alright?
Jordy!
Hey. I feel so much better now.
Alright, well, I'm going to go through and introduce you guys. Jordy. So, what, you good with your audio? Whoever said that, was that Casey?
Mm-hmm. Yes, Casey.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's gonna come right back in. Yeah, he's going to come back in. Yeah, he's back.
Everyone good? You got audio, Casey?
I hear you, Jordy. What's up?
Hey.
I hear everybody. Wow.
Wow. Finally.
Okay, well, I'm going to go through and introduce you guys because there's people watching on the Packers website. So that way they know who you guys are, and then we can get going with the chat.
All right, cool.
All right, man.
All right, so first we have April from Fort Stewart, Georgia. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's your husband? You're an Army wife, I see.
Yes, he is currently in Louisiana right now. He's training for Afghanistan. He'll be getting deployed here about February for like 9 months.
Is this his first trip over, or has he been there?
He has been to Iraq for a year, and this will be our second deployment together.
Well, tell him thank you for everything he does.
I definitely will.
All right. Okay, then we have Brittany from Virginia.
Hi.
Did you survive the storm, apparently?
Yeah, we didn't get hit very hard, but like 30 minutes from here got hit pretty hard. Okay. A lot of flooding and roads torn up and stuff.
Well, good. You have family in the area, too? Are they all good? Or are you?
Yeah, everybody here is good. Some of my friends in New York, they're complaining because they don't have power, but they're good.
All right, that's good. That's good. All right, then Casey from California, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Jordy? I'm doing good.
All right. Sounds good. And then Kyle from Wisconsin.
Yes. Yeah.
Doing all right?
How you doing?
You keeping the grounds clean? I see you're a groundskeeper. You keeping everything picked up?
Oh, picking up trash, mowing lawns, you know the deal.
And then Rachel from Utah. Doing all right?
Hey.
All right. How's the weather in Utah?
Cold, but it's still pretty. I love it here.
It's getting cold up here, too. It's not much fun. All righty. So we'll start with the first round of questions. We can start with April, and then we'll kind of go in the same order. And I'll help you out through if you guys don't remember the order, but we'll start with April. Go ahead.
All right. So I was just wondering, I know that you actually, I've seen that sometimes you and your fellow teammates sometimes visit your farm in Kansas sometimes. And so I was just wondering how often you get to go back home and visit your farm and take care of your animals and such.
I go back as often as possible. Usually it has to be at least a week completely off up here for me to go back because now I have my wife and then we have a two-year-old boy, so it's not much fun traveling with a two-year-old. So if we do go home, we kind of make it worth our time. So I would have normally would go home for the bye week, which is next week, but I'm going to stay up here this year. But then I'd go home for a couple months at the end of the season, and then from the end of June and July, right before training camp, I'm back in Kansas. So.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah. All right, Brittany.
Like you said, you have a son, and do you want Royal to play sports when he's old enough? And if you do, which sports do you want him to play?
I would like him to play sports. I'll let him decide what he wants to do, but my wife is very athletic as well, so I think we'll be playing sports as he's growing up, so he'll be around it, so hopefully he'll enjoy it. I know he loves watching football on TV and stuff, so but hopefully he does want to play sports. I won't force him into anything. And he can choose whatever sports. I hope he doesn't pick soccer because to me it's kind of boring.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially at a young age. Like they have 8-year-olds playing soccer. All it is running around chasing a ball. So, Casey.
Yes, I've always heard that, you know, when you're in an away situation, it's always harder to focus because of the away teams and noise and stuff like that. Do you find yourself in that situation? Because a lot of times it looks like you're on top of it. You're always catching that ball and throwing those touchdowns.
When we go on the road, depending on where it is, obviously we have to deal with crowd noise. Sometimes, though, like when we went to St. Louis this year and San Diego last year, we have so many fans that don't get to come to Green Bay and watch us play. They actually kind of fill up the stadiums for us. And when we were at San Diego last year, the crowd was so loud that San Diego was having to use their silent count because they couldn't hear. They weren't able to communicate because we had so many Packer fans there. So we kind of enjoy going on the road, though, because it's kind of us first, you know, versus everyone else. The team has to kind of come together and, you know, just know it's just us in there. But then when we start winning and the home crowd gets quiet and the Packer fans start doing the Go Pack Go chant, and it's kind of cool when they take over the stadium.
That's awesome. Thanks, Jordy.
Let's see here. Kyle?
All right, Jordy. What role does your faith play on and off the field?
Good question. Let's see here. Well, first I'll start off with the event. I just had an event this Monday for Young Life. My wife and I have gotten involved with Young Life up here in Wisconsin. It's a Christian-based organization that works with high school students and just do different things, clubs. They go off to a camp and just obviously mentor them, are kind of leaders for them, but also just preach the Bible to them and, you know, kind of show them Christ. So it's something that I work on every day. It's a battle for me. I think it needs to be a battle for everyone, honestly, because it's not easy. But it's more the way I live my life. I want people, when they look at me, they see, you know, a Christian. I don't want to be someone who says I'm a Christian and lives a different way. So I just try to live it out. And then obviously when you have a kid, I think it picks up even more because you want to raise him in the right way.
Awesome. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel.
So I've been following you on Twitter since you joined.
pretty boring, isn't it?
I don't know. I like it. So why did you decide to join Twitter, and do you think you'll keep tweeting?
The main reason why I joined Twitter was because of all the other fake accounts. That way people would know that which one was me and not to believe the other ones, which we end up having a problem sometimes with Twitter and Facebook of all the fake accounts that are out there. And because I've had people back home, even family, say something about me being on Facebook. I'm like, you do realize I don't have a Facebook account, right? But they're still talking to me. So that's one reason. And then it's fun to connect with fans and just kind of let them know what we're doing, different things, different events, where we're going to be at, opportunities for them to see us and stuff like that. So I don't know if I've hardly tweeted at all during the season. I'm probably going to stay off of it because I don't want to get any of the – I don't like talking about football on it, to be honest with you. So it's more of a away from the field, away from football thing.
Cool.
Does everyone have Twitter, I'm sure?
Yep.
Yeah. No, I follow TJ Lang.
I would recommend that one. That was
Tommy Crabtree. He's funny, too.
Yeah,
and Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah. Rodgers doesn't tweet much during the football season.
Yeah, doesn't.
He's a little busy.
Just a little.
Yeah. All right, so we'll go through the second ones real quick here, and we can start back with April.
Okay. My next question was, what do you think is your biggest accomplishment, and what is your number one goal that you wish to achieve before you retire from football, which we're hoping is a really, really long time from now?
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully I have a few more years. My biggest accomplishment, football-wise, I take it?
Yes.
That's tough. It's tough between winning a Super Bowl and I would say getting drafted. Because for me, not getting drafted or not making it in the NFL obviously prevents you from winning a Super Bowl. So I think it starts there, and that's kind of a dream I think a lot of guys have growing up if they're into football, is to play in the NFL. But then, obviously, as an achievement, once you got here, is winning the Super Bowl. And obviously, I was blessed. It was my third year. I was obviously able to play a lot and had a big game, and just there's nothing better. I mean, when you get to be on that stage and be able to go out and perform and help your team win the Super Bowl, especially guys. I mean, you look at some of the guys that are on a team like Donald, who had played 10, 11 years and never had the opportunity, and for me to get it within three, it's kind of surreal. So hopefully we get a couple more and before we're done playing.
Awesome. And I was actually there when you guys brought the Lombardi Trophy home, returned to Titletown.
You were the one standing outside freezing, huh?
Yep, I froze my butt off, and it was worth it because I screamed my head off when you came out.
Yeah. So are you originally from Wisconsin then?
Yes, I'm from Kenosha.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Brittany.
What was the best advice you were ever given?
Oh, my goodness. that's tough. I don't know. Oh, man. I have no idea. You talking football? Are you talking football or non-football?
Anything.
Or both? Anything? I don't know. I think one thing is just being the same guy all the time. Not, like I said earlier, with a little bit about my faith, is not, you know, being saying you're some one person and being someone else. And then obviously treating everyone the same and the way you want to be treated, I guess, is, I don't know, kind of the way I go about my life. So I couldn't tell you who gave me that advice, but I'm sure I've heard it from a lot of people. What about you?
Just be myself. Be real to myself, not be what people want me to be.
Right.
Be who I am.
That's good. Okay, Casey?
Hey, what's up, Jordy? So I know a lot of the football players will listen to tunes on their iPod before the game to get them pumped up and going. I was wondering if you were one of those players, and if so, what gets you pumped up on game day?
I am not one of those players. I'm not a big music guy. I will listen to a little bit on the bus ride to the stadium, and then I just put on some Christian music I have on my iPad, but I'm not one that gets super hyped for games. I don't jump around and go crazy or anything like that. I just stay pretty calm and go about my business, I guess.
You do your business well.
Thank you. So sometimes guys will put on like a little speaker so everyone in the locker room can hear it, but usually everyone has their headphones on if they want to listen to music. All right. Kyle.
Being a country boy / farm boy type guy, what are some of your talents outside of football? Because, you know, I can relate to being a country boy, so I know you got something special.
I can scoop manure very well.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've picked up golf game a little bit since I've been up here. Used to do some hunting before I went off to college, some deer hunting and stuff. Obviously, growing up on the farm, we got a bunch of land that we can go around and obviously shoot things. Besides that, nothing too special. Just, I don't know, just a normal kid growing up.
All right.
What do you do?
I like four-wheeling and mountain biking.
Yeah.
And, you know, stuff like that. I haven't really hunted since college, but
yeah,
that's good stuff. Whatever you do, you know, that kind of thing.
Rachel.
So Greg Jennings tweeted a picture of what he did to James Jones' truck.
Yes.
And so I was wondering, what was the best locker room prank you've seen, and have you ever pranked a teammate before?
I've never personally, you know, set up to prank a teammate. The best one I've seen here, one was one of our equipment guys, who's a pretty small guy, put on, I think it was during around last Halloween, but he put on a Halloween mask and got into our lockers. We have like a base to them or whatever where we have all our shoes, and it has a lid that you lift up, but he took all the kids' stuff out of them, and this was actually to Aaron. Took all his shoes and stuff out of there and crawled in it. So when Aaron went to open up the bottom of his locker to get his shoes, he popped out with the mask on. It was pretty funny. So, but one in college that I liked the best was our school used to mic us up during practice just for the internet and stuff for fans to watch. And so we took some tape and made it look like we mic'd up one of the guys and said he was mic'd up, and there happened to be some cameras at practice that day. And so the whole practice, he thought he was mic'd up, so he was talking a lot, you know, acting a little bit out of character. And then he didn't realize it until at the end of practice we told him he wasn't mic'd up, so he was pretty upset about that. So it was pretty funny. Anything else? You guys got any other questions? We got a little bit more time. Yeah, go ahead.
So I'm sure you know Aaron Rodgers likes to photobomb a lot of people. Are you going to get him back here? Because I'm pretty sure I've seen him photobomb you pretty good.
What did he do? I haven't seen any. Oh, you the captain pictures?
Yeah.
No, I'll stay out of photos. I don't like photos.
Oh, I'm a photographer.
Oh, well, I don't like being in photos, especially when people ask if they can just take a picture of you. I don't like just standing there by myself and taking a picture. It's a little awkward. Any others?
I have a question.
Go ahead.
How does it feel to catch touchdowns and do that Lambo leap?
It's a lot of fun. It's something, I don't know, you enjoy every one of them, that's for sure. It never gets old. And then when you jump into the stands, it can get interesting. Sometimes it's a nice, easy jump and back down. The next time, people will grab you and won't let you go, and then you have security guys on the field pulling you down. So you don't ever know what's going to happen. So it's an experience
I'm sure it's
every
easy
time.
For you. You jump pretty high.
It's deceiving. The wall's a lot taller than it looks. There's some tricks to it. The wall, if you are at the corner of the end zones, the field kind of slopes down. So the wall's a little bit higher there, and you definitely have to get a running start. And if you don't, some guys like Aaron and I forget who else has been on it, but if you don't make it and kind of land halfway up, then you're on the next week's highlight film. So everyone gets to make fun of it.
So. Hey, Jordy, who do you like having cover you? I guess that's kind of a funny question, but is there anybody that, like, that you can goof around with in between plays at all, you know?
No, it's pretty serious, obviously, on the field. Sometimes you'll go against guys you know or guys from your school. So there's a little more conversation possibly, or some of the guys in our division, after you play them so much, you get to know them a little bit, but for the most part, it's pretty quiet on the field. People don't trash talk to me cause I don't talk back. So it gets pretty boring for them. And, so just keep it pretty simple.
All right.
I have one.
Go ahead.
I was just curious to ask you what you like the most about playing for Green Bay out of all the other NFL teams, and what you like most about being in Wisconsin, if you have, like, a favorite place that you like to visit while you're in Wisconsin, like a restaurant or something.
See, the best thing about playing for the Packers, I think I would start with the guys in the locker room, because I think the Packers, the way they bring guys in, draft guys, they draft good guys, and we don't have any problems here. You always hear about the negative stuff usually coming out of other locker rooms. That's not what happens here. So you find a lot of good guys who have families and stuff you can hang out with. Obviously, being part of the tradition now, especially winning a Super Bowl, I mean, we'll be forever remembered here as part of, you know, a Super Bowl championship team. But that's an honor. And best thing about Wisconsin is it's not very big. Well, it's big to me. I grew up with, like, 450 people in my town. So... this is a big city for me, and there's some new restaurants, Chives, which is north of Green Bay, and Rustique is some restaurants out by where we live, so those are some of the places I go eat quite a bit.
Awesome. Did you say you had an iPad?
I do have an iPad.
What's your favorite app?
See, you guys, you'll learn real quick, I'm real boring. I don't have apps on my iPad.
Oh, wow.
Not an Angry Bird.
No, I don't. I don't play any games. I'm not a big video game. Growing up on a farm, you don't play video games. You work instead. So by the time you get to college and you're in your 20s, you're a little bit behind. So when guys ask to play video games, you're not very good, so you don't play them very often. And when you have a 2.5-year-old boy, he take care of your time. You don't have free time. All right, one last one if you...
Well, I was going to say, my friend Andrea said she wanted to say hi to you.
I see that.
So I just want to make sure I pointed that out for her. So.
Very good. Anyone have one more question?
Well, right now, cyberbullying is really a big problem. What advice do you have to give to adolescents who encounter it?
That's tough. I again, growing up in a small town, there wasn't much of that went on. I mean, we're a small school. Everyone knew everyone. But if you're getting bullied, I think you kind of have to stand up a little bit. Obviously, you can get put in a bad situation because, you know, it probably continues. But don't be afraid to say anything. And then I think anyone who out there is bullying, I mean, you just got to stop. I mean, that's not how you want to be treated. And so that's obviously how you shouldn't treat anyone else. And it's something that definitely needs to stop. I mean, I wish there would be an easy way to do it, but I think everyone just kind of has to have keep your self-esteem high, you know, be positive with yourself, and, you know, don't just let someone pick on you. I mean, I don't know, it's not going to be easy. So, you know, just try to find a way to maybe have someone talk to them so it would stop, or if anything, just try to avoid them as much as possible. But definitely don't get down on yourself, and, you know, keep a positive attitude about everything. Alrighty, well, I gotta go. It was nice talking to you all. It's nice to meet you.
Thanks for everything.
Thanks so much, Jordy.
You're awesome, man. Good luck this weekend.
All right.
Yeah,
and everyone else, make sure you watch it on Packers.com, I think, as well later on. I think they're going to do some things with it. So.
All right.
You guys have a good evening.
Thanks. You too, Jordy. Have a good one.
Love you.
Go, Pack, go.
There you go.
Bye, Jordy.
Bye.